The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
I did a great service for one of my clients. I got his house sold, and he and his wife were very happy with the whole process. He even got to stay in the house for a period after closing, what we call rent back. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with what rent back is, let me give you an example. Let's say that you want to sell your home and catch the best time in the market. Maybe it's spring of next year or sometime this fall. And you don't want to be out until maybe later in the year. Perhaps you've got a retirement community that you're moving to and the place won't be ready until the end of December. But you don't want to wait until November to put it up for sale. So you try the market in September. You get a contract. You settle it in early November. But you rent the property back and you cash out of the house. And during that period of time where you're just a renter in your home, you still, as the former owner of the house, are not a typical renter where the new owner is the landlord and responsible for the condition of the property. You, as the rent-back person, still have to maintain the condition of the property, provide it in substantially the same condition as at the time of purchase and settlement to the purchaser when you vacate the property. That said, the seller of this property gave the buyer a home warranty as a part of the negotiations. I don't recommend home warranties. Let me be clear that when I meet with sellers, I'm obligated to present them the option of purchasing a home warranty for $500 up front. But the reason that I offer this is that I've got to be consistent with everybody and give everybody the same information, but I really generally don't recommend it. First of all, people don't buy houses because of a warranty, so why commit yourself to $500 unnecessarily for something that the buyer may not even ask for, may not care about? Secondly, you don't really get the benefit that you imagine you're going to get, that people are going to see warranty and therefore, oh, that house has a warranty, therefore I should buy that house. It doesn't have the impact on value. And then lastly, you don't actually have something of real value when you have a home warranty most of the time. And there's one last caveat, and that is a lot of times warranty companies will give real estate agents money for selling their warranties, a commission for doing that. It has to be disclosed, but it sometimes is the case. I don't recommend them because I find that there's so many loopholes in warranties. And the couple I was just mentioning to you earlier, we settled their sale. They had a rent back period, and their central vacuum system, which, by the way, according to the warranty, this is the coverage. Let me explain to you. They had diamond coverage. Contract holder is responsible for a $100 service fee, a deductible, in other words, for fee or the actual cost of the service, whichever is less on service calls. The following items are covered under your home service contract, and it goes through a list of a variety of things, including central vacuum. Well, guess what? The vacuum stopped working a few days before the seller gave up occupancy. So the buyer gave the seller their contract number for the warranty that the seller had given them, and a service call was called in to have the warranty checked on. They had a service guy come in. He evaluated the central vac and discovered that the motherboard was bad. Well, because this vacuum is no longer being manufactured, the warranty company said, we will be happy to give you a new motherboard or a credit of $50. Well, they don't make these motherboards anymore, and therefore the credit of $50 was essentially worthless because they had to pay a $100 deductible to get $50 back, and they still have a broken vacuum. Frustrating, right? Home Warranty of America, this is a company out of Lincolnshire, Illinois. If you have a Home Warranty of America warranty, be forewarned. This came out of Washington Fine Properties, representing the buyer. It's a worthless home warranty. I do not advise you as a seller of a property to purchase a home warranty. I don't advise it. I think it's a waste of your money and time, and frankly has led to nothing more than greater frustration and cost. All right. So you've heard my home warranty stories, right? You know how I feel about open houses. That if you listen to my show at all over time, open houses attract groups of people that are essentially neighbors and suspects. The suspects are the people who are not qualified to buy the house, but you open your door and you let them come in because it's an open house. It's basically a party where you've invited the entire world to come in to your home and not necessarily be attended through the process. To me, that is not a good and wise idea. You might have bought your house on an open house, but an open house isn't critical for getting the buyer through in the advent of the internet and the use of photographs to show people the essence of what a house is. Excellent photographs, excellent display and description of what a house has to offer is enough. The buyer then can set an appointment, and then you can be sure that they're a qualified and able purchaser. You'll hear me doing open houses on the show. So just so we're clear that I'm not contradicting myself, I'm not a big recommender of open houses, okay? I don't think open houses are a great tool. 1% of houses sell from the open house. They're good for real estate agents because I get to meet your neighbors. And maybe 1% of the time I might generate a buyer who's interested. Last week, I met with a buyer who came to the open house, didn't like the house that I was having open, but they decided they wanted to work with me. That was good for me as a realtor. Did it benefit the seller? No. Did that house sell from the open house? No. Now, in that case, the house was empty. So sometimes a seller feels strongly they want to have an open house. And by all means, I tell the truth. I don't think it's in the seller's best interest. But if you want me to have an open house, we're all for it. Okay? Other agents, their tool in their tool chest for their business is essentially a sign that says open house that slips up on top of the sign that they use every week, and then some marketing that is ineffective in newspapers where people aren't even looking for information, you know, or they're repurchasing information from companies like Zillow. Now, what do I mean by that? So Zillow came up with this brilliant idea to sign contracts with the MLS systems of major brokerages around the country so that they could communicate information about all the listings to the buying public. They then advertised to the buying public, you can get all that information at our site. And then they turned around to the realtor community and said, hey, we got all these buyers coming to our site. If you would like to buy the leads that are coming from your own listings that are coming through our site, you can buy them. You can pay us hundreds of dollars. Well, guess what? I've never done Zillow until recently. I decided, okay, I want to see how this works. Do you know what? The leads are worthless for the most part that I've gotten. Other agents swear by them because they get buyers that they work on. They take and show them other properties. But at the end of the day, it's like, where are the buyers really going to look to find real estate that's reliable? It's not on Zillow because the information on Zillow has to be updated. It's not consistent. I had a property, a co-op down in Southwest DC that was under contract, but the buyers didn't like something that they read in the co-op documents, and they decided to opt out of the contract. Well, that was their right, but the property remained pending on the Zillow site because they don't update their information automatically from the MLS. Furthermore, Zillow, if you're getting a Zestimate, you should go back on the show. About 3 months now, I did a show about the Zestimate and the worthlessness of Zestimates. This is a Zillow estimate of your value based on some algorithmic formula, never having been through your house. Don't pay attention to that. You want to find the right value. Get a good realtor to give you an estimate. If you want to call us, you can reach us, 800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Stuart Rosenthal, right after this.